this week, Australians have been warned about the risks of travelling to Indonesia, including Bali, over fears of terrorist attacks. The Department of Foreign Affairs, its latest travel advice, contains a warning that terrorists remain active in the country despite Indonesian police efforts to stop them. The DFAT warning says Indonesian authorities have warned that extremists may be planning to attack churches in Jakarta and elsewhere in Indonesia during the 2014 New Year period. So, how serious are these threats and where are they coming from? Professor Damien Kingsbury is an Indonesia expert from the School of Humanities and Social Sciences at Deakin University. He joins you this morning from Melbourne. Damien, welcome.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Now, last month, Indonesia's police chief warned that terrorists may be planning bombings. Do we have any sense of groups or specific targets?
Yes, the group involved is Jemaah Ansharut Tauhid, and in particular the Santoso faction of that group. That's the group that was attacked by the Indonesian police, anti-terror police, on New Year's Eve, in which six people were killed in a shootout in South Jakarta. Earlier that day, they killed another member of that group in another location. So there's a very active campaign against this group going on right at this time.
And what do we know about them? What are they wanting? What are they after?
Well, they're an offshoot of Jemaah Islamiyah. The spiritual head of this group is Abu Bakr Bashir, who was also the spiritual head of Jemaah Islamiyah. It was set up essentially when Jemaah Islamiyah disintegrated a couple of years ago. And the intention originally was for it to be an above-ground organisation, that it was meant to be a proselytising organisation. It's quite large. It has somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 members across the Indonesian archipelago. But it has been implicated in a number of attacks, bank robberies and bombings over the past year. So there's clearly a group within this larger organisation that is continuing to exercise Jemaah Islamiyah type activities.
And what's the state of organisation, Damien? I mean, you talked there about a shootout in Jakarta. Are people concentrated in the area? Or we have encampments, if you like, or sort of stockades?
In this particular case, early on New Year's Eve, there was a shootout with a particular individual, and police then went to his house. And they found at his house these six other individuals who had with them guns and a number of bombs, which they believe were going to be used against the Myanmar or Burma embassy in sometime over the Christmas New Year period. And one of the bombs exploded, so they were active and they were primed and ready to go. But the target appears to be, at this stage at least, the Myanmar embassy, and there have been attacks against churches as well, so there was a thought or a belief that they might well be also targeting churches. Certainly churches have been targeted in the past, but this group's also been targeting police stations throughout Indonesia. It's again, as I say, been robbing banks, so their activities are quite widespread, and the threat is, I think, a generalised one, not specifically against foreigners as such.
Talking with Professor Damien Kingsbury about the Foreign Affairs Department's warning to Australians travelling to Indonesia to be wary of terrorist activity. And Damien, is there a sense here of escalation? Is the pace of these incidents quickening?
Well, it appears to be. What's happened is over the past year, like I said, there's been a number of attacks across the archipelago, and police have arrested shot dead a number of these terrorists or people from this organisation. They appear to have been quickening in pace. So we've seen since October an escalation in confrontations. But I believe, my understanding is that the police had information about the intentions of this group and that were intended for around this time. And that's what's led to the more generalised warning about the potential for terrorist activities.
And what's your impression of the effectiveness of the Indonesian policing in this area?
Oh, look, it's very good, to be honest. The Indonesian counter-terrorist police, Densus 88, are quite professional. They have very good information, very good intelligence networks, and they are able to continue to track the activities of this quite dispersed organisation. And they obviously are well informed about their activities. My understanding is that they have long had internal plans within the organisation. They've been leaking them information about intended activities. Hasn't always been reliable. Like I said, there's been a number of attacks which they haven't been on top of, much more localised attacks, but certainly this seemed to be a larger planned attack on this occasion, and they were well informed about that ahead of time.
The problem, though, I mean, as you say, that this current group of interest is related to Jamaat Islamiyah, so that would give a sense that the problem is fairly endemic, that it's a pretty hard thing to get to the root of.
Absolutely. The problem is endemic. It actually stems back, if you look at the origins of this group in Jamaat Islamiyah, it goes back to an organisation called Darul Islam, and that dates back to the 1940s. So we've seen a continuation or an evolution of this organisation over the past 6 or 7 decades. So it's certainly not an issue or a problem that's going to go away anytime soon. These people have their own internal logic and continue to evolve and develop rationalisations, and sometimes they split and people decide that particular types of activities aren't appropriate, but there seems to be a core that continues to be drawn back to using violent acts to achieve their goals.
16 minutes away from 8 on RN Summer Breakfast, Professor Damien Kingsbury. We're talking about the Department of Foreign Affairs' advice to Australians to be cautious in Indonesia. And I wonder, Damien, whether this sort of background tension is something which Indonesians are reasonably accustomed to.
Yeah, well, they're certainly very familiar with it because it's been going on for an awfully long time. It quietened down during the Suharto period. So the Suharto regime was very, very tough on Islamists. And indeed, the key actors in the movement fled to Malaysia for a couple of decades. But since the end of the New Order period in the late 1990s, we've seen a very significant resurgence of it, and it is something that continues to focus the attention of, I think, many, many Indonesians. They're the ones who have to live with it on a daily basis. Having said that, it is very specific. I think if you're an ordinary Indonesian going about your business, the chances of being affected by it are pretty small. But if you happen to be a police officer, or if you happen to work in a bank, or indeed if you're a member of the very small Christian community or the Buddhist community, you could well be vulnerable to attack.
Or potentially a European tourist.
Yeah, potentially.
I mean also Australian, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. At this stage, we don't have any indication that there were intentions to attack tourist sites. There was an attack against a Buddhist temple recently, but there's been no indication that they're likely to go back to Bali or anything like that. So it's really focusing, I think, on the internal structure of Indonesia, if you like. The intention is for Indonesia to become a fundamentalist Islamic or Islamist state. Now, whilst that's not going to happen, I mean, it's just not a possibility, that is the intention of this group. So targeting tourists in Bali doesn't really progress that agenda very far. It's not really, they've decided, I think, that that's something that doesn't really assist them in this larger, longer-term goal.
It has pretty negative repercussions, as they will have experienced Bali bombings.
Yeah.
I guess, too, with this being an election year in Indonesia, that focus will be very domestic.
Yes. The political candidates coming into the elections, the legislative elections in April and the presidential elections in July, have to be a bit careful about this, because whilst they want to be seen to be strong on security issues, they can't be seen to be attacking the Islamist community. There's a continuum, if you like, within Islam, at one point of which, of course, it ends up as terrorism. But there are points that before you get there where there are some quite radical Islamists, but who are not terrorists, who don't engage in violent activities, who are law-abiding citizens, and they actually have political parties that represent them. They're not likely to be a significant political force in the elections, but attacking them then starts to make a number of other Muslims feel uncomfortable. So the political leadership has to be careful about how it goes about this generalised crackdown, if you like. So they really need to focus on the extreme violent elements and tread much more carefully with the political movement.
And just finally, Damien Kingsbury, the Foreign Affairs Department advice, it doesn't tell Australians to keep out of Indonesia, but tells them to be cautious.
Yeah.
Is that a reasonable measure? And is DFAT being circumspect or acting, you know?
No. I think DFAT's advice is probably appropriate. I don't think there is, so far as I can understand, I don't think there's a direct threat against foreigners at this stage. And DFAT tends to act on the side of caution, so they will try to go beyond what they perceive to be the actual threat. So in this case, they've had advice that there is the likelihood of some activity, and we've seen that now demonstrated. So the advice was probably appropriate, but as I say, it was clearly intended to as an action against the Myanmar embassy and a Buddhist temple. Whilst there was the possibility of some churches being attacked, they're not churches that would ordinarily be frequented by foreigners. So I think DFAT's advice has probably been pretty much on the money.
Damien Kingsbury, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Professor Damien Kingsbury, he's from the School of Humanities and Social Sciences at Deakin University.